Last year, lawmakers started using a new word to talk about the budget, unallotted. All the priority spending items of the new Democratic majority had to be unallotted and put off for some time in the future. Senate Finance Chairwoman Janet Howell recalls how difficult that time was and what it means now for the current budget.
While there have been hardships, I've also seen resilience an adaptation to what we have faced collectively and individually. Putting together the Virginia budget multiple times this year has required the same adaptation and at times redirection as our economy has fluctuated.
Marijuana legalization and criminal justice reform will be important parts of the budget, both in terms of spending and revenue. Now, Virginia is eventually expected to pull in more than $500 million a year in new revenue when commercial sales begin. Until that happens, though, Senator Louise Lucas says investments need to be made in expunging old criminal records and setting up a new cannabis control authority.
The long-term impact of prohibition on recreational marijuana use has had a profound impact on minority communities. High levels of incarceration and criminal record histories have limited options for individuals in the job market and their ability to better themselves and support their families.
House budget leaders have their own rival proposal, funding things like paid leave for essential workers and a 5% raise for teachers. House and Senate leaders hope to come up with some kind of resolution by the end of February. I'm Michael Pope.